show. Before I left on break, I filed a bunch of Freedom of Information Act requests. Several for one particular story that we'll obviously bring to you as we get more detail. But one of them in particular was about the incident that happened outside a Stop funeral home several weeks ago, where there was an inflatable rat. Remember this this 911 call?
Stabbed our rat. We have a job action going on. She come out and stabbed it.
Stabbed a rat?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like there's just a rat out there and she came out and stabbed it?
Yeah.
Was it somebody's pet rat or was it just like a loose rat?
No, it's a job action.
So I was curious what the sites actually look like, especially through the lens of a Springfield police body camera. And I've got that footage. And if you're watching along on our live stream, you can see this. And we'll just go ahead and bring it to you. It was 44 minutes long. I narrowed it down to just a few actual key moments. So again, you can watch this as I kind of narrate some of what's going on here. But the footage starts off with the police officer pulling up to the scene. He's getting in his vehicle. He's driving up to Staub. Goes up to Staub. Sees the inflatable rat. Several other police officers there. And he walks up to communicate with one of the witnesses there who called 911.
Come running out with a knife and stabbed. I don't know how. Eight or nine times.
Stabbed about 8 or 9 times.
Where are the holes?
Where are the holes?
Oh, she stabbed there. There.
Did she go all the way through? Or?
Oh, yeah.
So there's air coming out of there?
Yep. Especially down here.
So, you guys get your permit all squared away for testing?
Yeah, it's not required.
Asked about a permit. We talked about that before I left on vacation. No permit was necessary. They were on the city's right of way, not blocking a sidewalk.
What do you want us to do for you, bud? You
want
to
criminal
damage report?
Yeah, definitely press charges on it.
So you don't know who it was by name?
No, just a little short bluff. Come out red and gray. Next thing you know, she flew out with a knife on the. Glad it's.
Did she say something?
It's a rat. Well, she told us to grow up. And she ran inside and come out. I'm glad she attacked the rat instead of us, I guess.
Okay. So who would be the victim here?
Who would be the victim here?
Actually,
who owns the rat?
Well, the building trades in Central Illinois.
Is that the company or corporation?
It's all the unions belong to it. Labor, roofers, pipefitters, plumbers.
Okay. Was there any exchange between you two? Any of you guys and her?
Told us we had to get this off of here. No. It's a city property. Yeah. Go back and back and forth. She told us to grow up. She ran in, and next thing you know, she was out here stabbing that. Which I guess is better than us getting stabbed.
So, again, we're hearing some of the key moments from the body cam footage I was able to obtain, and it's rather fascinating to see. Coming back, we'll hear what the suspect in this case told police and see those moments when the suspect is arrested and taken to the county building. So stay tuned. That's coming up here with Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop on 92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk.
Emergency.
Yeah, well, sort of a job funeral home, job action, and lady just come out and stabbed a rat.
What happened?
Oh, we're with the union roofers and have a job action for Staub's funeral home, and lady just come out and stabbed a rat.
So, This is a story that obviously a lot of people are interested in, so I figured we'd go deeper to get more information about what happened outside of Staub several weeks ago, where union roofers were protesting outside of Staub, and I was able to obtain the body camera footage of police in Springfield responding to a couple of 911 calls about the incident. Wanted to pick up on just one little incident here, a conversation that the police were having with the witnesses in this who called the police, and in particular, the conversation about why they were protesting the Staub funeral home.
Just for information purposes. A lot of businesses that use non-union roofers.
Yeah.
So what's special about Staub here for documentation purposes?
Well, just pretty much what we have time to protest. Well, we could make a difference. So
okay.
Like Springfield Clinic, we bannered them, and then they started using roofers on that project. What we think we can turn around or make a difference. Maybe it sends a report to Bish and all the other ones.
So they want to send a report to Bish Funeral Home and the other ones in making sure that union roofers get any kind of contracts that they may have available for work done on these private businesses. But then we get to the moment where the police are walking up to the Staub funeral home and ultimately engaging with the suspect, Lauren Staub. And here's some of that footage.
Lauren?
Yes.
Oh, can you step out, please?
I will not go out the front door now.
So, Lauren, I got the gist from my partner here. Your explanation about what happened, but I'm going to write the report, so...
Said I didn't know it was private property, and then they told me later that it was. Mm-hmm. And before that, I took a knife, a very small one, which obviously didn't damage it, and poked a couple holes in it. Mm-hmm. Thinking that it would bring it down. It's embarrassing that they do that.
Which is probably why they do it. So
it's not right. It's not standing up for my business.
Okay. How long have they been out front?
I'm not sure.
Today? Yesterday?
I'm not sure.
Okay. This is your first day at work where you saw them out front?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. But the blow up is actually damaged. There's multiple holes in it. So
okay.
We're gonna have to actually arrest you today. Okay? For criminal damage. So
I obviously don't have a choice, so.
And I'm just asking, would you like to get the purse?
I'm just asking why if
you might want to post bond or something, just to say.
I don't know what that means.
Pay to get out.
Okay, can you pull up like an escort service? Because I will not go where they can see me.
Just so we're clear, you've already made contact with those guys, right?
Yeah, but I don't want them to see me.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best, okay? We'll do our best.
We're just tell me where the vehicle is.
It's over to the right.
Okay, well, if they can see me, then I'll stop.
Well, don't have any contact with them. Don't look at them. That would simplify.
No.
Going to that squad car on the left there.
I suggested the same thing, so I'll just wait for the car.
You understand you're under arrest right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and turn around and put your hands behind your back, please. Go ahead. Turn around and put your hands behind your back. I'm going to take your purse off here.
So they then proceed to handcuff Lauren Staub and ultimately do take her to the police vehicle where they take her to the county building and lock her up and give her all the various treatments that people under arrest receive. And that includes, the searching and the patting down and the like. So this is obviously one of those stories where you've got a lot of people interested in what's going on. We'll do what we can to bring you the latest. From my understanding, there still are no charges that have been filed. We'll see what happens in the long term here. But body camera footage I was able to obtain. We'll keep you posted on the very latest of this story, as it's got a lot of people interested in what ultimately happened. I will get that full body cam footage uploaded to my YouTube channel here soon, so you can watch it all for yourself. But that's just an overview of the 44 minutes of the Staub funeral home inflatable rat stabbing.
From the Fly SPI studios, take the easy